Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergence zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Hi, everyone. Welcome to a new episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. I am your host, Molly McCord. Thank you for being here and welcome. I hope that the middle of June finds you well as we start to ramp up these energies and really get moving, get started with some new adventures, if not a whole new journey for yourself. In a previous broadcast, I spoke about the astrology and energies of 2015. Or June 2015, and you can find more information about what this month is all about, and I'll also have the energies of July coming up in a few weeks. So the journey continues and the adventure continues. In today's show, I was guided to talk to you about a topic that is quite prevalent and yet underground and hidden. And it's time to bring these things to light. It's time to really bring them forward and to make them seen for what they are showing us and what they are teaching us. And I'm specifically talking about plagiarism, shadow feminine energies, and higher consciousness. And in this show, I'm going to share with you some behind-the-scenes stories in the spiritual industry around these topics, around plagiarism, around shadow feminine energies that are operating, whether intentional or not. And I'm going to share with you more about what this means right now and what we are learning, how we are growing, and how you can also be very practical and realistic in handling any of these situations or energies that you might find yourself in. Now, for me, this topic has been really interesting because I've had this experience of others plagiarizing my work, and I'm going to share with you what's happened. So a while ago, I hosted an online event, and I would send emails to my presenters, to the audience, you know, giving them updates, feedback, testimonials. And all these emails I wrote, of course, and send them out. And then others, you know, when there's a good idea, you know, people want to also jump on that bandwagon and have that, you know, follow that good idea. That's just human nature. We all do it. And so what happened was that this other online event actually took my email that I wrote about my event and claimed it as their own. They use the same subject line, testimonials, feedback, everything, and basically took that information and applied it to their event. Blatantly plagiarizing the email I wrote. And what was fascinating is that these individuals have been on Oprah, They have made the New York Times bestseller list. They have hundreds of thousands of social media followers, if those numbers are accurate. You can't always believe the numbers. And here they were plagiarizing my email. And I thought, that is, you know, it's shocking. And you think, well, what else are they not creating that they're claiming as their own? And so that was a really good introduction to what has been going on behind the scenes at Times. And so one of these individuals, a female, has continued with this behavior, and her business manager have come to my website for ideas about what they're doing next. And I have some colleagues who fill me in on this because I truthfully find it distracting. I actually don't follow other people's work. I don't know what others in this industry are doing. I like to be in my own space, my own creative energy. I like to follow what pulls to me, what is coming through from guidance. I very rarely, I don't receive emails from any spiritual people because I want to be very pure in what I share. And so there's been other people who have told me about these common themes and these common messages that I've posted on my website and then have showed up in other people's work. And a friend of mine says, well, Molly, she's like your tag-along. She's like your younger sister tag-along who's, you know, wants to put on someone else's clothes and play dress-up. And even though that's kind of funny, it's also not, in the sense that, you know, this work that I share with you is very real, very authentic. And it really means something that it remains in a pure state of integrity. And so when people are copying, plagiarizing, it becomes complicated because there are the business aspects of it, right, where, okay, you can send a cease and desist. You can talk to a lawyer. And that's one way of investigating the information, and it requires certain types of proof. And then there are other ways that you deal with this information. And I'm going to talk about, I'm actually going to touch on that in a few minutes here. But what's being demonstrated here is shadow feminine energies of someone trying to do things behind the scenes, you know, the hidden, darker corners, the I can get away with this. The it even infringes on entitlement, a huge amount of ego, and also a really deep fear, right? There's a deeper fear there of, I don't know who I am, and I'm not creating, and I'm not connected to my messages or my light or my authenticity. And so underneath all of this, shadow feminine energies are the fears, and that's really what is driving the behavior. And if a person has addiction issues or obsession issues, this becomes a bigger deal because they become so unconscious around the addiction, or they become unconscious about how they're doing it. It just becomes this thing that they just keep repeating. That's also strong shadow feminine energies, when you aren't even seeing yourself clearly. You aren't even understanding your motivation, your driving needs, and your inner programming. And so this type of behavior exists in many areas of our lives, and you might see it or feel it in your workplace, or you have seen it. You know, it's the person who takes credit for something they didn't do, or you know, wants to work behind the scenes. It can show up as that gossip mill. It can show up as sabotage or betrayal. It comes from that competitive place. And so these energies are really strong in the spiritual industry. This is a billion-dollar industry, billion with a B. And people have different intentions and motivations for being and doing this work, right? There are amazing people doing incredible work right now in the world of spirituality and consciousness and human development, and just people that you are thinking, oh my gosh, I'm so glad you're here. So glad you're teaching us, you're educating us, you're taking us forward. And then there are people who have different intentions, whether it be fame, money, notoriety, you know, onward the list goes. All of that coming from a different motivation, a different egoic place. And those are, you know, some of the people that I think of them as Kool-Aid. You know, people are drinking their Kool-Aid, but Kool-Aid is made with artificial ingredients. Now, keep in mind, you know, these are people who have been on Oprah. These are people who are names that you would know. And yet, there's more happening underneath the surface. And I'm going to touch on that in just a minute. Now, here's another example for you. A friend of mine is a specialist in a really important area, and she has been developing her business for a long time, developing her philosophy, how to approach the topic, how to talk about it, how to have conversations about it. She's put together programs. She's worked one-on-one with clients. I mean, she's really put a lot into her business, and she was a part of a mastermind group with others in similar topics that relate, topics that help each other, you know, develop a client base, solve problems, all those great things that mastermind groups do. And she was talking with this other person in her mastermind group, and, you know, she had shared with the group her business philosophy and where she was coming from on this topic. And another woman in that group was also talking about similar things in her work. And this person ended up going on Oprah. Oprah found her, right? And this woman sat under a tree with Oprah and basically repeated verbatim my friend's business philosophy and claimed it as her own. And my friend was just... so many emotions, right? Like livid, hurt, angry, powerless. To see someone else repeating her exact words that she's developed for years, and to see that person saying those words to Oprah and receiving praise and all this stuff, and my friend's just, wow, right? And so there's many ways we can look at that. We can look at that from a human perspective, a spiritual perspective, a business perspective, an energetic perspective. There's many ways that we can, you know, look at these situations and learn from them. And yet, that's what makes it so fascinating, because it does bring up the different layers, right? The different layers within us. You know, we have our human reactions. We have our slight ego reactions, of course. Then we have our spiritual understandings and the fact that you say, okay, what am I learning? What am I supposed to know about this? What am I supposed to do differently? All of that comes up. When a topic becomes popular, people want to talk about it, and that's great, right? Because that's usually the best way to spread information and to get things going. But it's when you're claiming credit and you didn't originate it that it becomes an issue. When my modern heroine book, you know, that was published in 2013, and in last fall, it really took off. That book just, woo, I mean, it's had over 50,000 Facebook shares. And someone went to one of the Oprah tour events and was telling me about Elizabeth Gilbert's speech, and she was like, it's all about the heroine's journey and how we don't have the heroine's journey conversations. And I thought, the more she told me about it, I was like, that's everything I say in my book and my first chapter. And now Liz Gilbert is talking about it. That's amazing. Now, is it a little too close for comfort? Maybe. Is that just part of what you do when you contribute something? Absolutely. But where do you know the source? And you often don't. And so there's a really good understanding of this that my friend and I recently came across. It's called kleptoamnesia. Klepto, as in taking something, right? And then amnesia, where you forget. You forget where you took something from. And it's from a psychologist named Dan Gilbert. And he talks about how we get so excited about an idea that we forget the source. And yet that's an issue. That's a problem, because many times we need to give credit to that source. And so the article is really well done. It talks about the different ways this has come through in creative work, including songwriting. There's been recent cases lately where artists have, whether intentionally or not, copied other artists' music, the actual music, the melodies. And so does that mean it's they meant to do that? No, but they forget. They forget that they know something, or they forget where they heard it because they're so hooked on the idea. And in this article, he has a great line. He says, "May the source be with you," right? Right from Star Wars, instead of "May the Force," "May the source be with you." And it's a really good commentary on how ideas are spreading so fast these days that we forget where, and that we all do it. And think about, you know, you say to yourself, "Oh, I heard something the other day. It was really fascinating. It was blah, 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 blah," and you don't remember who said it or who told you the story. We all do it. We all do it. But when we go into our work, our business, the things that we're honestly and authentically contributing, it's a little bit of a different playing field. And there's different credibility and integrity that's required. In this article, one of the writers for a TV show said, "I don't watch other similar shows because I'm afraid I might take one of their jokes and forget that I got this joke from that show." I thought that was brilliant. And I thought, oh, that's so validating, because that's also what I do. Like I said, I don't follow other spiritual people. I don't know what others are talking about right now. I'm a little bit in the dark, I guess, because I want to maintain that freshness, that authenticity, the fact that I just have to trust what comes through and not worry about the group, not worry about the collective. The way that you contribute your own is by trusting yourself and going within. And so, you know, getting back to these shadow feminine energies where people intentionally plagiarize, they intentionally check out what you're doing and then take something similar to their audience, that is a bigger issue. And here's something to know. In the world of higher consciousness and understanding, the universe sees energy, right? That's how the universe works. Spirit, God, energy, it's all what the currency. The universe does not care how many Facebook likes you have, does not care if you've been on Oprah, does not care your stats or how famous you are. That's not what the universe sees. The universe sees energy and what you bring and offer in those places. If you bring integrity, that is one thing. If you don't bring integrity, if you don't bring authenticity, that is another playing field. And so there can be the sense that you're getting ahead, or you're, you know, scamming the system, or that you can take shortcuts. It's not how the universe works. It's not how this whole thing is set up. And so it's important to know that when you are a light worker, when you are here to activate change, when you are here to bring in the change and to shine light on the dark, to shine and reveal what really isn't of the highest vibration, you're doing that for the good of all. And that's one of the reasons I was guided to speak with you about this. It's to really emphasize the fact that right now we're meant to change things up and raise, I'm hearing what is uncomfortable, raise something that is uncomfortable up to a higher place of benefit for all of us. Because I'll be honest with you, I hemmed and hawed about this topic. Do I want to talk about this? Do I want to put this out there? And I got the message stronger and stronger Absolutely. You need to. People need to hear this. This is for the good of all. I mean, ongoing messages, because frankly, there's other things on my plate. There's other things I thought, okay, I can talk about this. But this is really prevalent right now. And, you know, like I said, you can be drinking the Kool-Aid and not knowing it. But what's important is that you know and that you have awareness that there are desirable actions happening in the spiritual industry. And, you know, fame and numbers are not an indicator of that. It's not an indicator of integrity or truth or authenticity. And so we have a few ways to look at this. Now, as I said earlier, there are different types of consciousness around this energy, because there is our human self, and which I would actually call our business self. And there are ways to deal with something in a very practical, business-centric way. Usually that would involve lawyers. That involves certain amounts of proof. That involves certain steps. And it's very much about operating within Earth consciousness. And that's important. I don't want to discredit that at all, because it's important. And I've had to do that before, take the legal steps and, you know, push the envelope to get a certain action. I mean, that's just part of our world. And we can't discredit the importance of that. However, there can also be a bigger picture, a higher consciousness understanding as well. And so, yes, it can be important to take the legal steps. Absolutely, especially with a business. In fact, another friend of mine, another colleague of mine, has been dealing with some really terrible online bullying stuff for about 6 to 8 months now, and her reputation has been harmed by some other individuals, and it's been really mean, really hurtful, really terrible. And she's talked to lawyers about it. And, you know, you can spend a lot of money on lawyers. But to what end? What can you do? I mean, what's going to change? There's a part of it you have to weigh your choices, and you have to be pragmatic about where you're investing your resources and investing your time. And so that was something that she's been moving through, is kind of this back and forth about, well, where do I take legal action against these individuals, and where do I not? And so that brings us to the other aspects of this these energies, which is the understanding that we know everything is energy, and what we create has a cause and effect, has a consequence. And people who are engaging in these behaviors are often really short-sighted. They're in the moment, they're in an egoic place, or in a fear-based place. They don't think long-term about how that boomerang comes back around, about how things happen as a result of these actions. And oftentimes, that can come back around at a much more intense and heavier consequence as a way to show or demonstrate the opportunity to learn from themselves, to make a different choice, to learn a lesson. You know, eventually, everything from the universe comes from love. And so that consequence comes around as a way to say, okay, you made this choice, you've taken these actions, these are your behaviors, but you can do something different. It doesn't feel that way. It won't be that loving. You know, when things fall apart, it won't feel loving. But that's why they fall apart. That's why people don't get further in their careers. Because they're essentially experiencing the energetic consequences of their past behaviors that they have not corrected or changed. And so if you find yourself in one of these situations, especially with the shadow feminine energies, where you are dealing with an individual who is really difficult, trying, emotionally triggering, you know, all of that, because the truth is that someone else's shadow will trigger your own shadow. I mean, you'll go there. You'll go to the revenge or what you can do or what you can say, and you'll go into all those emotional places around it because it really, you know, gets to you on a deeper level. And it's really common then for shadow to fight shadow. But then no one wins, right? Quote unquote wins. No one is in their light. And so it takes that person with the higher consciousness and higher awareness to choose that higher path, that integrity, that intentional choice, being that self-leader where you say, okay, I'm going to make this choice for me, knowing that this is what's best for my growth. Yeah, I could do this. Yeah, I could say this. Yeah, I could blah, 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 you know, all the places you could go, right? But you'd make a bigger, higher choice. And that's what the universe sees. And that's what plays out for you. And the truth is that your human egoic self might not want that. You know, you might not want that initially. Or you might go back and forth and say, oh, but I really, you know, I would rather do this. I'd rather say this. But what I have learned and what I can tell you is that you place your faith and your trust and your confidence in what is bigger than you. And that is God, that is the universe, that is spirit, whatever you speak to, because that is what has your back. And you allow things to play out as they need to for everyone's highest and best good. And what I've learned is that sometimes we find ourselves in these situations because we are ultimately teaching someone at a deep soul level more of what they need to know about themselves. And we have to trust that. And you might not see that immediately. You might not see it in this lifetime. You might not even see it in this lifetime, and you think, oh, what was that lesson about? What was I learning? There's nothing that changed, or there's nothing that transpired that gave me any kind of sense of justice or that feel-good quality. Well, that energy isn't lost. It just shows up in a different form or in a different lifetime, in a different place. And that's where you keep going on your path, on what is best for you, and you let God handle it, and you let the universe take care of it. Because the truth is that there's something else that the universe can do that our human selves can't do. We just can't. We don't have the options. We don't have the creativity. We don't have the resources. It's like, it's just too big, right? And that's a big spiritual lesson, I think, for all of us. Continually, those times in life when this is just too big for me to handle or to carry. And so we're so lucky to have the spiritual understanding around this, right? And this is what you can choose, and this is what you can do. And this is where you hand it over. This is where you hand it over. And I can tell you with complete confidence that I've seen it work many times, both in my life and in my friends' families' lives, in their worlds, where you hand it over and it gets taken care of or solved. And what also happens is it frees you and you think, I just feel more freedom. Because this isn't on my shoulders. This isn't something I'm trying to figure out or solve in my own brain. And all I'm responsible for is how I continue to show up in my world and in my life. Now, this has been around, you know, I've been talking about this, the plagiarism and shadow feminine stuff, but this applies to so many other situations. You could take this and apply it to your health. If you have a health concern that you're really worried about, you could apply it to your career. If you're looking for certain solutions or a career track or options, you apply it to where you want to grow and what you really want. And yes, you have to take the actions, but you also know that something else is unfolding for you. And you make that choice over and over again. You consistently choose your own light instead of meeting somebody in their shadow. So, this topic has been, again, part of the reason why I was guided to say this is my team telling me that this is not only going to help other people, but to help me. And I feel like that has a lot of gold in it. So I hope this has given you some good insights, good higher perspectives, good awareness, and also, most importantly, returns you to your power and your choice. Because we're moving through new energies here, we have to lead them. And again, it doesn't matter how famous someone is or how much money they make or anything like that. What matters is the energy they bring to their lives and how they continually choose that higher energy. And so I hope this gives you inspiration to continually choose that higher energy, regardless of anything, regardless of other people's choices, knowing that you are completely supported by the universe for those decisions. And they pay off, and they set you free, and they help you move forward on your path. So, thank you for joining me. I feel the need to sign off with a very happy, uplifting song. And I will see you next time for our next live show. Thanks, everybody. Take good care. See you soon.